Gyrax alternative augmented communication device designed for new deep anish prasadu sari, ranganid kalapuredi, manasa kondamiidi, Eluri Hemant B.V. Raju Institute of Technology, Bachelor of Technology. Problem statement. In this fast-paced world, men and kids are left out because of differently abled, such as people suffering with cerebral palsy, meningitis and much more, due to which they lose the ability to operate the mobile or PC, which disconnects them from the internet world and also lack in communication. Existing solutions. Head tracking and eye tracking technologies. These products cost a lot and can't be afforded by a common man. They also cause a lot of stress when used continuously, used for long hours, and requires special training and concentration to operate. Our device GYREX is a simple, cost-effective device which can be worn to any movable body and doesn't require any special training. Its operation is equivalent to that of a normal mouse. Design and final approach. GYREX is an alternative augmented communication device which works through Bluetooth communication. Our device mainly consists of two parts. They are the transmitter and the receiver. Transmitter is worn by the user and receiver is connected to the mobile or PC which has to be operated. MPU present in the transmitter is the heart of the device. It senses the movements and sends these signals to the receiver through the Bluetooth. Receiver Bluetooth then receives them and converts these signals into appropriate cursor movements, which is used to operate the mobile or the PC. Third part of the device is an application. It consists of three modules. First is an SMS service through which caretaker can be informed of the emergency or the difficulty being faced by the user much more effectively and efficiently. Second is the pain analysis, which is specially developed for the post-operative care, where the patient can pinpoint and locate his pain and extent of the pain. Third is the education, which consists of alphabets, number and few other things in order to assist the differently abled children to learn. Results. Gyroscope readings, VX, VI, of the wearable mouse transmitter device were taken and the following graphs were plotted. In the graph below, blue line indicates the VX and red line indicates the VI. In Fig.1, the values were recorded when the mouse was moved in the left direction. When the mouse moves in left direction, VX values extracted are negative, because gyroscope enters the negative x-axis. In Fig.2, the values were recorded when the mouse was moved in the right direction. When the mouse moves in right direction, VX values extracted are positive, because gyroscope enters the positive x-axis. In Fig.3, the values were recorded when the mouse was moved in an upward direction. When the mouse moves in upward direction, VI values extracted are positive, because gyroscope enters the positive y-axis. In Fig.4, the values were recorded when the mouse was moved in the downward direction. When the mouse moves in downward direction, VI values extracted are negative, because gyroscope enters the negative y-axis. Based on the VX and VI values of the gyroscope, the on-screen mouse cursor operates and the desired position of the cursor is achieved by varying VX and VI, which is by tilting the gyroscope. Figure 1, mouse moving in the left direction. Figure 2, mouse moving in the right direction. Figure 3, mouse moving in an upward direction. Figure 4, mouse moving in a downward direction. Cost. During the initial stage of development, prototyping could cost around 4,000 INR. Significance. In ICUs and rehabilitation centers, communication gets very difficult due to oxygen masks, ventilators, any other equipments connected to the patient, or in other cases such as suffering with cerebral palsy or any other disability due to which person can't communicate effectively, our device comes in handy. Our device can be used in post-operative care, autism, special schools in order to educate the differently abled and help them live normal lives.